This is Bruce Marable from Employee Cycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to help us better understand how can employers help their employees stay coached up, continue to learn the things that they need to do to navigate these waters during this crisis, and make sure that they are staying sane and healthy and engaged. So really appreciate you taking the time, because I know you have to deal with this for your clients and your own company and for yourself and your family. So I really appreciate it. So what I'm going to do is ask you some rapid fire questions and then go into a deeper conversation.
Sounds good. And thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. So what is your name, company, and title?
Yes, my name is Rebecca Taylor, and I'm the co-founder and COO of GoCoach.
And what does GoCoach do?
So GoCoach is a learning platform and coach marketplace where people can log into our platform, explore coach options that match the skills that they're looking to build or the needs that they're particularly looking to work on. And our platform will match them with a coach, and then it'll help them keep their coaching sessions actually scheduled and on track, where they can track the goals that they're setting and really see the progress that they're making along the way.
And where is your company based?
Right now, we're actually based in Philadelphia. So we started in New York City and relocated to Philly in August of 2019.
Awesome. Go Philly. So your company is helping employees get coached and make sure that they are able to stay productive and engaged and do the things that they were doing pre-COVID. So what I would love to talk about is, one, what were some of the things that companies really were looking for their employees to get coached on? What are some of the things that are still the same that companies are still looking for their employees to get coached on during COVID? And then are there any areas of coaching that are somewhat new or totally different based off of the needs of people working from home and what they're dealing with today?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what's actually interesting is that the things that people are looking for help in now are really not that different from what they've been looking for in the 2 years that we've been doing this. So the main areas that people are really kind of focusing on right now are change management, communication, and leadership. And I think a lot of that is because, you know, just change management as a rule is something that is always present within a company, because it really is just, it helps a person manage change throughout their organization. And so what company isn't changing, right? And traditionally, those changes have been things like, you know, digital transformation or, you know, expanding offices. And now what we're seeing that's different is it's more, I guess, of an urgent sort of crash course in change management, because people are adjusting to remote work life and writing policies that they've never really had to write before based on sort of what this new normal is. But the cornerstone of, you know, change management coaching really does lie in communication and leadership, which are sort of why those are those other two areas that are really, really popular. And, you know, we work with coaches from entry level through executive level. We work with all types of companies, from logistics to technology to entertainment to retail. And the unifying sort of element that we've consistently seen across our users and our clients is just this ambition to really hone in on communication skills and translate those into real leadership skills. And so while it's become a little bit more of a crash course now to, you know, help people navigate sort of the more immediacy of the situation, you know, regarding COVID, it's definitely kind of, you know, it's really cool because it's what we've been built to do all along and where we've been pretty successful since the beginning.
So I love how you broke that down into change management, communication, and leadership. To do a deeper dive into those three areas, let's start with change management. You spoke about it a little earlier, but what are some of the very practical things that employees can be coached on right now in regards to change management and how it can help them and their companies better navigate during this crisis?
Yeah. So really what it is it's helping each of these employees understand how to be a change champion, which is another sort of term that falls within change management training and coaching. And so it really focuses on the individual's ability to influence those around them to embrace change within an organization and to go with what's happening. So, you know, and when it comes to the management perspective, right, because a lot of the people who are really taking advantage of this right now are people who are managing employees. And so when it comes to a management perspective, it's really focusing on helping their employees who work for them to understand how this change is impacting them and to really help them feel safe and that they're supported throughout the change that is going on. So it's answering questions like, what's in it for me? How is this going to impact my role in the short term and in the long run? And it's really, you know, any manager's responsibility to make sure that they're constantly communicating that to those employees and that they're able to look at things from the sense of how it's emotionally impacting them and then how it's practically impacting their job.
Thank you for that. And then what about communication? What are some of the very practical ways and areas that employees can be coached upon communicating during this crisis?
Yeah. So the biggest one is over communicate and constantly communicate. And if you feel like you're saying the same thing 10 times, say it 20 times, say it 30 times. You know, if you're looking at the press briefings for, you know, Governor Cuomo or Governor Murphy, they're every day they're giving updates and they're repeating the same thing that people need to do, right? And so when it comes to communication as a coaching tool or as a coaching opportunity, it's really just focusing on making sure that you're constantly reinforcing the same message. Because a lot of times it takes people 5 to 7 times to actually hear what's being communicated and even longer for them to understand what they need to act on. So the biggest thing is just repeat yourself constantly and consistently. And, you know, the other side of that to maintain sort of open lines of communication is to do just that. You know, if you're a manager and you're working on managing a team through all of this, create opportunities where you are in front of your team. And that could be a Zoom conversation. It could be a phone call. You know, it doesn't have to be any particular thing, but it's important to make sure that people always have the ability to talk about what they're going through and to ask questions of their manager and of their team. So creating those sort of structured check-ins or, you know, structured communication opportunities among your team, especially in such a remote work environment, is really important.
And then let's do the same thing about leadership.
Yeah. So it really kind of all rolls into that, right? So if someone, you know, change management skills and communication skills are really the foundation to building your leadership skills. And that's whether you're going through COVID or whether you're looking to grow as a leader in general. You know, when you look at any leader of a company, there's someone who has to understand when the company might need to change strategic direction, and they need to make sure that the people who work for them come along for the ride and that they do the things that they need to do to drive that strategic direction. So when people are looking to build their leadership skills, it's really, how do I tie those communication and change management skills up into a bow and really kind of understand how I am, what role I'm playing in these situations. And so, you know, that's where it's almost like the result of building the change management and communication skills really, really strongly is that you have the foundation of really great leadership skills. And so what our coaches have been really strong at and where we get consistent feedback is that they help the coachees become aware of how the things that they're learning really ties into their own growth and their development as leaders.
So because you've been doing this for 2 years, helping companies, which I'm assuming all of it has been virtual coaching, correct?
Yes, it's all been virtual coaching. And we're actually mostly a remote company ourselves as well. So we've been doing a lot of support for our clients all over the place, and our coaches are all virtual too.
Okay, great. So there's a lot of companies out there who have only done in-person coaching, and now they're trying to figure out what is the coaching process like virtually. So can you give any tips or advice or recommendation for how that process can become virtual, some of the best practices for having successful virtual coaching, and the major differences between in-person versus virtual coaching?
Yeah. So our platform is really set up for people to be able to go through that transition really smoothly. So one of the most important components of a successful coaching relationship at all, whether it's virtual or in-person, is that coach fit. So, you know, you have to work with someone who you not only can learn a lot from, but who you also feel good with, someone who you connect with. There's that chemistry, and you can build a really good relationship with that person. So our platform is really built to really enable that. You know, people interview coaches before they select their coach. And so there's that choice component where, you know, you're really involved in the coach selection process. And, you know, any situation where you're given the ability to choose the person who you work with is more likely to yield a successful relationship. And, you know, when you're looking at the transition from in-person coaching to virtual coaching, it's actually really based on the individual, right? So if you're doing in-person coaching, that coach is going to be someone who's either meeting you in your office, maybe you'll go offsite somewhere to a cafe or maybe into a conference room in your office, something like that. But you're never going to be meeting with that person in your safe space or in your safe zone. Whereas when you're working with a virtual coach, not only can you find a coach anywhere in the world who is a good fit for you, but you can also speak with that coach in a place that you are your most yourself. So you can take coaching calls from home. If you need to be walking around the block of your neighborhood, if you know, while you're working with a coach, you're able to do that when you're working with a coach virtually. And you know, the other sort of biggest advantage is that there are less barriers to coaching if you're looking at a remote or virtual situation. And what I mean by that is you don't have to worry about sitting in traffic because you're late for your coaching appointment, or you don't have to worry about the logistics of leaving the office to get to meet with your coach for an hour to then come back. You know, it really allows you to use the time in your coaching session the most efficiently, because all you're doing in that time is being coached, and it removes a lot of those logistical barriers that can sometimes make it less accessible for busy people.
This was so helpful, and I really appreciate you taking the time again to help so many business leaders and HR leaders figure out what this process looks like as they're trying to come up with what the new normal will look like moving forward to continue to keep things as similar as possible. And even if they have to be different, at least allow them to be able to take care of the mental state and the personal and professional development of their employees. So thank you so much. Hope that you, your family, and your team stay safe. And thanks so much for sharing your insights.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And thank you for doing this. I know this is going to be a good resource for a lot of people.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.